The founders of America said that our rights come from God. Therefore, we the people have self-rule. But if you remove God, you remove the only firm basis of our rights. Now, communism, which is anti-God, has been tried in many countries around the world, and it has failed every single time. And yet now, New York City has voted in a communist for mayor, who's also a self-professed Muslim, Zohran Mamdani. And this is an interesting development. Virginia Prodan is opposed to communism in any form. By the grace of God, Virginia Prodan, who was a barrister in her native Romania, survived an attempt by the communists to have her killed. And we have discussed this in a previous radio segment to which we'll link, and it's all described in her book called Saving My Assassin. I'm Jerry Nukin. This is Vocal Point, and Virginia Prodan joins us now to discuss the threat of Marxism to America. Virginia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me again, Jerry.
Sure. So the number one city in America, the richest city in America, is New York City, and now they voted in a communist, a self-professed, well, he calls himself a democratic socialist as opposed to a communist, but it seems to be kind of the same thing from what I can understand.
Yes, you're right about this, because the first step of communist is socialist, and socialist is a way to communist. Yeah.
So what is communism?
I will call a land of lies and a prison land, a land with a promise, and you know, that everything will be just so wonderful, and almost they promise heaven and they deliver hell. By the time they get rid of other people's money, people will realize that it was a lie, and their life and their rights are taken by this ferocious government that refuses to give them back, will kill many, many people. We have history. Everybody can look at history and realize there was no one country in the world where socialists or communists brought something special to people, except lack of freedom, poverty. People were killed, and at the end, when people realized that they have nothing to lose, a revolution starts, and that's the way, in many ways, in many countries, communists collapsed. But it will take many years.
Mm. And, okay, now, the whole premise of the mayor-elect, Zohran Mamdani, whose website, by the way, could easily be mandami.com. But anyway, the whole premise of his candidacy is that it's not affordable to live in New York City for so many people. I'm going to make it affordable by offering all these things. So you're saying that those are all just false promises?
Yes, they are false promises, and they are based on the fact that for a very long time in America, we Americans didn't pay attention to fight against implementing slowly and slowly different parts of socialism. Handouts are part of to attract people to socialists. People in America are used to, and if you look back in America's history, to work hard and not depend on government. I do remember coming to America, not only that I work hard to rebuild my life, but I do remember how proud American people had it on TV. For example, a situation where an airline had to lay off some pilots. And in order to find a job, the pilot, they showed that the pilot would work night in grocery store to put boxes and everything, and during the day will do the search to find another job. That was the way American people work. Nowadays, they just watch TV. They just go in parents' basement, and they wait for the government to give them a hands out. And, of course, people say it's not affordable. But did you find a job? We should help those who are really in need, not enable others that are too lazy to work. And that is a problem when they use the word affordable. Also, you know, like the evil one in the garden, the liberals are using words that attract people. Affordable. Life is not affordable. We're going to make your life affordable. No, that's not true. We all receive skills, talents, and we all can go and work. It's time for us and administration, the new administration, it's doing a wonderful job discovering all those type of frauds, not only in giving money to illegal immigrants, but also people able to work that they are not going to work and so forth. So for a very, very long time, we had this situation, and now it looks like this administration is doing a lot of things that will help Americans to go back on their feet, but by working, not by receiving. And when you receive handouts from the government, you tend to believe that you are not going to be able to do it without government's help, which it's a lie. You are a human being. You are created with skill and talents. You can learn in America. It's a land of opportunities, and you can do many, many things. So don't wait for the government. The government will give you something, to help you, but in the same time, it will make you a puppet in their hands, especially in Mandame's administration.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you a question. With Mandami, one of the ways he was able to win the election was by hammering Trump. So you were just bringing up Trump as an example of, fighting the good fight. And I think overall his policies are the right ones and so forth. But unfortunately, a lot of New Yorkers felt differently and they wanted to go this route. It's almost like anything but Trump. And anything but Trumpism, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's true, it's hate against Trump, but in the same time, it's another thing that we have to take care of. It's education. Lots of young people, and even more than young people, don't know the economics, don't understand the economics. Many of them are taught in school how beautiful socialism is. Nobody told them. The only time that they hear about it when I go to those colleges and universities and I share with them about the atrocities of socialists and communists. So it's time for us as a country to teach and train these people about the economics of socialists and the economics of capitalists. And they will be like dark and light. No question about this. But you're right. They hate Trump, and they hate to Trump the fact that he is gaining so much for the American people with the prescription, with the tariff, with so many wars that he stopped so far, with so many things that he's doing, that the liberals are afraid that another Republican government will win the next election, and they try to do whatever it's possible to destroy him.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Communism holds that there is no God. Now, Mandami is not only communist for all practical purposes, but he's also a Muslim. So which allegiance has the higher in his life? I don't know. I don't know his heart. But can a Muslim, a good Muslim, be a communist? I would think not.
Well, he's trying two things. He's trying to destroy America. If he wants to destroy Trump, he wants to destroy us. That's his decision. And he wants to destroy America, if it's possible, using socialist and communist principles, because he stands for the same principle that, you know, Karl Marx and Lenin and others stood. He wants to take your property. He wants to do things. And in the same time, he has not recognized that this country was built on Christian values. And in fact, if you look at how before election, he visited mosques and different things and was people that were actually invisibly against us, and many of people in the mosque say that America deserved 9/11 and so forth. And I had seen on social media lots of things after his election with Muslim people going on the street and considering themselves that they will be in power in New York and so forth, because they were energized, if you want, and motivated by him winning, you know, this mayor. But it's true that this is his first job. If the things are true, what I see on different venues, he was always supported by his parents. He never had a job, and this will be his first job. And in fact, because he is first, this is first job, he is asking people to support, to donate to his administration in order to create and hire people. I don't know. I don't know if he knows very much about what this job is about and how to put together. Maybe people who support will help him, but this is a very, very troublesome thing. You know, one is because many other people in other state might think that, oh, if New York elected a Muslim or a socialist or a communist, we can do the same too. And here you can have in several blue states, you know, communists popping up and changing, you know, the map of United States of America.
Mm. Okay, we have about 1 minute left. I'd like you to just describe what was average like for you when it with full blown communism back in native Romania, about 1 minute.
Well, first of all, everything was a lie, and I remember the grocery store people had to wait for hours. You're not allowed to speak the truth. You had to repeat the lies of the government. You have now freedom to choose where to live in city. Or your profession, the government had full control. For that reason, I am saying to American people, stand up right now when we have the time and we have the possibility to stand up, and do not let a mandami to come into your state. You will find a lots of people and normal people or corporation that will leave New York because of his policy. But it's time for us, for Americans, to stand up and reject socialists before it's too late.
All right, and we'll end on that note. VirginiaProdanBooks.com. Prodan is spelled P-R-O-D-A-N. Virginia, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you.